Monroe County Sheriff Brad Swain has taken to Facebook, responding to public threats against a couple charged with the murder of 12-year-old Eduardo Pozo. Luis Eduardo Pozo and Diana Medina Flores were arrested for their connection to the death of Eduardo Pozo, Luis's son. The couple has since been charged with murder. Days after the Monroe County Sheriff's Department announced the charges against Pozo and Flores, threatening comments towards the couple flooded the comment section of media outlets covering the case. Monroe County Sheriff's Department's Facebook page and direct emails to the office. Sheriff Swain says he has seen many public requests for the couple to be tortured, starved, and killed rather than put through a trial.
Well, there were a lot of responses about giving both of these defendants the same treatment that was what the young boy was subjected to, such as taser them every day, beat them, you know, deny them any food, and subject them to the same treatment that had been meted out or made happen with this young boy. You know, after you get one or two, you see, you know, you expect that. But time after time, there were similar comments as we were tracking I was personally tracking social media. I was checking news outlets to see how far-reaching the story was. If you looked on a television station's page where they reported it, there were similar comments. And we even received a couple of emails directly to the office requesting that we do similar treatment.
In a Facebook post responding to the outcry, Sheriff Swain said that we must continue to uphold the ideals of the U.S. Constitution. The messages I have received and the comments I have read to invoke torture and starvation is stupefying, said Swain. Is that really the country you want? This is the test of democracy. Follow the ideals when it is most trying, unquote. Swain says he was taken aback by the public vehemence towards the Pozo and Flores, but he says he remains committed to upholding the law.
I, you know, really take offense that people think that law enforcement should do that kind of thing. And also, it really hit on me that when I took my oath of office to defend the Constitution of the United States, that didn't mean protecting it on the battlefield. That in protecting the Constitution, that meant to ensure that all persons, regardless of what crimes they were charged with, I have a duty and obligation legally and morally to see that their constitutional rights are upheld to the best of my ability. So I found it really disturbing that people would say this and then have an expectation that in light of all concerns about social criminal justice reform, that we had a lot of people asking us to engage in conduct, which would actually, the reality is that people don't want police to do such things in the United States.
In a follow-up post, Swain said that he had received a letter from the Mexican consulate thanking him for his humane treatment of the couple. Swain says that their delegate sent him a letter thanking the sheriff's office for their humane treatment of Flores.
She and a co-worker came to meet with a Mexican inmate, as she put it. I presume it's Ms. Flores, and she was treated very well by the staff and found that the staff were kind and very humane toward this defendant, and I would presume that that information came to them from the defendant herself, that I'm sure that they asked her how she was being treated and whatever questions they have. So I think that that insight was relayed to them from the inmate.
Swain says he is proud of the way his officers have handled the situation.
It was certainly, I think it's one of the highlights of my tenure as sheriff so far, that we have people looking out for one of their citizens and hoping that they're being treated fairly and that that was affirmed to them.
Monroe County detectives allegedly found restraints and a shock collar designed for dogs at Pozo's motel room on South Walnut. Photos and videos of Eduardo restrained in a bathtub were also allegedly found on cell phones at the motel. According to the sheriff's office, the footage shows the boy was bound to a bathtub and ignored as the family came and went, as well as a selfie of Pozo posing with Eduardo while he remains restrained. The couple are currently being held in the Monroe County Correctional Center in high-risk, limited-access cells.